Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Young people's exposure to technology at the moment is increasing at an exponential rate, and it's up to us to decide as parents and teachers and everybody involved in the whole great educational debate as to whether it's a good thing or not for them to be so. And I want to explore whether it is, whether it isn't, and I want to also kind of spend some time looking at the sort of things that I've used in class in order to hopefully make the journey of the children that I teach, particularly through French and German and other bits and bobs that I do in the classroom, a little bit more enjoyable, but also kind of consider the pros and cons of education and technology, and whether technological involvement in education, technology per se, is a good idea or not, or whether it's a means to an end or, you know, anything else. So thank you for listening. So good morning, good evening, good day, wherever you are, and whichever way you're choosing to listen, certainly. Thank you for tuning in, appreciate it. Now, what we're going to do this episode is we're going to have a little look at a couple of things that I've been using and grown to love quite a lot, actually, in the classroom with kids and with modern language classes. And I hope that you will gain a great deal from just listening to me theorising on what it is and isn't doing and all the rest of it. I've been using two things which have been of great fun and great use as exit ticket type things. One of them is called Kahoot, K-A-H-O-O-T, Kahoot, and the other one is Quizlet, Q-U-I-Z-L-E-T, and both of those have been great fun to use, certainly for the kids as well. I have been able as a teacher to input with Quizlet. I'll take first case. You take, I don't know, you can take 15, 20 words for your GCSE for vocabulary, and you can type in your French word, your German word, your Spanish word, whichever it is that you're using, and then you pop your translation in next to it, and you can also then add some clip art from Flickr, which is usually pretty good, actually. It's, you know, it's nice and safe to use in the classroom, and there's also the text-to-speech function on the program itself as well, which you can use, which means that the student can then surf in from home on Quizlet and can test her or his self or their self on the kind of vocabulary that you'd like them to do, and so they can run through it in a sort of flashcard functioning way. And then you, in turn, when the child gets to school the following day or the following week, can go into testing that with a great little function called Quizlet Live, which if you've got a computer room of sort of 15-20 computers, it will group the children in the room into little groups, and once they've opted to join, they can then work in teams to guess or provide the translation to the vocabulary very quickly. And they're working against each other, so you can see on the board, on the teacher's laptop, a display of which team is in the lead in order to be able to get one up on the others. It's very quick and very easy to use, to be able to just sort of, you know, pitch one team against the other. The spirit of competition in the room is great, and there's a real engagement over the material that's being used there too. Kahoot is equally as fun. And if you're working in an institution which doesn't have its bring your own device, a BYOD policy, you can also use Kahoot in a computer room with children, and they equally love to press. You advance the questions as the teacher, and they get a choice of four colours on their computer screen, the colour of which they have to click in order to be able to make a right or a wrong answer. And equally, again, you can have questions where you've got two right answers. So if you've got a question where there are two translations for the same thing, then you can opt for either translation, one, the other, or, you know, both translations, sort of thing, so that you can get something really good out of what you're doing with them. And again, if you're in a computer room with a class and you've got you've got vocabulary that you really need to test, that's another good way of doing it. Now, as with all things here, I think that the real problem is exactly one that we're faced with as teachers, insofar as getting children to engage with this kind of stuff outside of the classroom. Children have an amazing tool that I, as a 45-year-old, certainly didn't have when I was younger to learn languages from and with, and that's the internet. And so a lot of children these days, we are looking at them effectively having a jumbo jet in their back garden. It looks very, very good, but it's not going to be able to take off anywhere because it's just not given the space in which to do its job properly. Besides, children at home would far rather be looking at pictures of cat videos, and who can blame them, really? Anyway, I've got 6 seconds, so I'm going to resume in the next section. And we're back. It's interesting getting used to the sections bit on here. Now then, welcome back to Kahoot and Quizlet. We're just chatting about that amongst ourselves for a minute, and we're saying that both equally are fabulous ways of engaging children in what you're trying to do in the classroom with vocabulary and stuff. I particularly like the ability with the teacher subscription to Quizlet to be able to upload your own pronunciation of these things. So if you have a French accent or a German accent and it is a lot more authentic than the one produced by the text-to-speech, or particularly obviously if you are the nationality of the person whose language you are trying to teach, then equally you can furnish your students with the correct and most up-to-minute pronunciation of the words that you've inputted into the program to use. I like both of these programs. The teacher subscription to Quizlet cost me £35 for 1 year. Now, obviously you will have to look into what that costs you in your own particular currency, in your own particular part of the world. I could equally do these podcasts and stuff in other languages, so if you really want me to have a go at doing something like this in French or German, renseignez-vous vite fait plutôt que possible. Voilà. So but Kahoot and Quizlet, I like the types of program that we've got here, are really short-term fixes to longer-term solutions, I think, insofar as they are useful ways of keeping children occupied in the process of vocabulary learning, which when I was younger, I only had the possibility of doing with a vocabulary book. So it was really a question of getting home with, I don't know, 20, 25 items of vocabulary and doing look, cover, right, check, look, cover, right, check. And this is obviously not for the faint-hearted these days, given the fact that the curriculum is so packed and pupils now have lots of subjects making demands on their time for various particular things. And so therefore, being able to take hold of these programs and perhaps using them on the bus on the way to school in the morning, or spending 5-10 minutes on the laptop of an evening before tea, or just sort of doing whatever it is your son or daughter does, is a really useful and helpful way of getting them to practice their languages and getting them foremost and uppermost, because obviously every language teacher will tell you that practice does certainly make much better than when you started. And so memory retention improves a great deal by the amount of time spent looking at this kind of stuff outside of the classroom between lessons. Retention improves enormously from 1 week to the next with regular practice. And as I try and tell my classes, 10 minutes extra a day is an hour and 10 minutes, or an extra lesson effectively a week. And that's certainly not to be sniffed at, because it would usually have to be paid for some other way. So will children do it? Will children use it? I think certainly, because I have classes that use Quizlet for vocabulary learning. Obviously, Kahoot is less good for independent vocabulary learning outside of the classroom, because it needs somebody to trigger and run the games that the children work through and with, unless somebody has found a different way in which to operate it, then they can of course get in touch and tell me. However, Quizlet is a good means of practicing these kinds of things, your vocabulary, autonomously, and I thoroughly recommend both programs to anybody out there in the internet who is willing to listen to me. I think that the development of programs such as this, their development and the expansion of the ideas that there are for these programs is going to become ever more important given the direction that teaching is taking nowadays, insofar as the balance is shifting much more towards content delivery than it is other things, and certainly being the guide on the side rather than the sage on the stage, as someone said to me once, is certainly a commendable aspiration. Thank you for listening.